This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your newsletter of the day, in a manner of speaking, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here. Jennifer out, hopefully back on the morrow. We're all dealing with a number of things today, as is usually the case. It is Tuesday, the 28th of July, and I would say if somebody asked me to do a daily countdown, you know, that we do the weekend countdown show that's heard on most of these same stations, the talk radio countdown show and the review with Jennifer and Victoria. But for today, if I were to do that and somebody said to me, what's the number one story of the day, I would have no difficulty in making it a warning. For those of you who have not heard about these seeds, This is a very dangerous, very, very dangerous thing. Another reason to sow dislike, want to destroy, if you will, the government of China. These people are stopping at nothing to destroy our country. And here's the latest. Jenna, Victoria, you want to give us the lowdown on what's going on with these seeds?
Yep. And now, the last time we talked about this, you had added a bunch of states. So
yes.
Now it's just, it
pretty
seems
much
like
every state.
Every agricultural state has these warnings now. So what happens is people are receiving in the mail, they're receiving a packet of seeds that you would, you know, normally plant or whatever. And they kind of up close, they almost
garden
look like pumpkin.
Seeds.
They look like pumpkin seeds almost.
Yeah.
And so the packaging is all in Chinese. Some people have translated it, the Chinese, on using Google, and the package is labeled that it contains jewelry, which it does not. So these seeds have been sent to people in numerous states, and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services across all of these states has issued warnings saying, if you find one of these packages in the mail, do not open it. Report it immediately to your state's Department of Agriculture. This is probably going to go all the way up to, like, the FBI level because this is such a mysterious, weird thing. And we know the seeds are from China, and the Department of Agriculture, they're all saying that if you plant these seeds, and I hope no one is dumb enough to open a package that they don't know what it is and plant it, but this can severely damage crops. It can destroy native plants. It can destroy the insects. Essentially what this does is if you plant these seeds, you are planting biological warfare into American soil. So take it seriously. If you have one of these weird packages, report it immediately and do not open it. That's the best thing we can tell you to do. And the other thing is Google your home address. A lot of weird stuff pops up when you Google your own home address, and they're trying to figure out if there's a connection between someone maybe who lived at your address in the past and the Chinese government. So there's something else going on there. It's a good idea just to Google it so you know what's on record for your own home address.
I'm doing that right now.
I was going to say, I hear you typing.
Yeah. Well, it shows where the house is.
Yeah, when you have time, everyone should just Google your home address, scroll through those results, see what pops up. Just in case, because they're at this point, we have no idea why people have been randomly chosen to receive these seeds. And it's just, you know, one idiot who was from a Better Business Bureau, he at first said, oh, a lot of companies, and I don't know if he's working for the Chinese government, but he said a lot of companies will send free samples out to random people for, you know, in exchange for a good review on Google or whatever. That's not what's happening here. This is from the Chinese government or someone in China. You know, last week we talked about the two hackers who have been found. They've been tracked for 10 years by the FBI. They're in China. They're hacking into all kinds of stuff. And agriculture is the next step. It's biological warfare.
Says my house has increased in value 153% in the last 4 years.
Well, that's great. Maybe that's why they'll send you some seeds.
Who lives? I love that. It's one of these columns is, who lives at 840. Well, I'm going to put the address out, but you know what I'm. And it's interesting because there have only been four, since the house was built in 1920, there have only been four people, four families that have owned it. And it's really, I don't know, it's like Googling your name, in a manner of speaking. I've never done this before, ever, to any place I ever lived or owned. So it's very, it has listings of my daughter, my son, the people who were here before me, my ex-wife who never lived here and didn't live in the other house either for 40 years.
Yeah, it'll show everyone you're connected to.
Yeah, including people I don't want to be connected to, frankly. So, yeah. Anyway, doesn't say anything about seeds, but be careful.
Well, it won't say anything about seeds in the Google results, but the reason they want you to do that is to see if someone perhaps who lived in at your property before you had any sort of connection to China or the Chinese government. That's really what, because these addresses are so randomized, people have no idea, except that it's been sent to very, high agricultural states so far.
Right.
That's the only thing that we know. But other than that, it's a total mystery.
It is. All right, so let's see. While we're doing the warning department, let's talk about the shark attacks and where they are prominent. Wasn't there some sharks off the coast of Maine?
Well, there are a lot of sharks up there.
Yeah,
I said to Phil during the break, I said, I said, there are a lot of whites up in Maine. I go, and white sharks, too. So, it was we don't know what type
of... Up in Maine, yes, right.
This was a woman swimming off the coast of Bailey Island in Maine, which is very beautiful if you've ever been.
Yeah, great area.
And so they don't know exactly what type of shark it was. My guess is it's a great white because the water is really cold and lots of seals are up there and all along the Cape. And so from the Cape all the way up to Maine, a lot of white sharks. So. It's very dangerous. It's not a place that you want to, and Orr's Island, Bailey's Island, all those islands up in Maine, they kind of have shallow sandbars near them, and that's where seals go.
So if you were worried about taking a trip and getting COVID, you can worry about jumping into the water and getting eaten by a shark.
Yep.
American Hotel and Lodging Association releasing guidelines to help travelers keep their risk of contracting and spreading the virus down. The guidelines it's called the Safe Stay Guest Checklist, encouraging you to follow five simple practices: wearing a face mask, opting for contactless room service, that kind of stuff. And pretty much all the U.S. major hotel brands, Hilton, Hyatt, that bunch, endorsing the measures. The hotel industry really getting, I'm going to California for a couple of days, 3 days in a few weeks, and I'm going to stay in a hotel. And I thought to myself, where do I want to go, and what kind of a hotel do I want to stay in that I'm going to be reasonably sure that the rooms are actually going to be cleaned like the PR says they're going to be cleaned?
That's
and
a
I
big
thought
question.
The best way to figure that out is to find an independent hotel, not a Marriott, not a Hilton, not one of the big ones, because they'll talk a lot about
it. Oh, see, I would disagree with that, because I've been reading a lot of travel blogs, and the major corporate hotels are way more on top of this with cleaning protocols and checklists and all kinds of stuff. I actually would feel much safer staying in a big chain.
Well, thanks for telling me that after I made my reservation.
Well, you didn't ask me. I would have told that the small independent ones, no one's really inspecting them, and they can kind of do what they want. But on the corporate level, with all the Marriotts or Hyatts or Hiltons or whatever, Sheratons, whatever, chain you like, I would definitely go with them more than a small one. The only other option that is safe would be an Airbnb, and just make sure, you contact the owner and find out what the...
But that's a small...
Right, but Airbnb also has a standardized cleaning protocol now, and so you can message the person before you book, because we booked an Airbnb when we go away in mid-August, and so I already messaged the person who owns the cottage and said, what are the cleaning protocols? Like, there are things that people don't think about, that, doctors have written all of these protocols for people to travel, And one of the things that needs to happen, and large hotels don't do this, but the windows should be open for several hours before you check into your room. Mm-hmm. At big high-rise hotels, the windows don't open.
Right.
So it's a fundamental problem that they're dealing with. One of the other reasons we chose not to go to a hotel is in New York, they're examining all of the filtration, the air filters in the schools, and none of them can contain the coronavirus. And that means those are industrial filters, same thing as a hotel. So for us, we rented a cabin that, you know, the windows will all be open for hours before we get there, and then when we leave the windows open so the fresh air goes through. There are a lot of different things that you can take into consideration that you really should, and then once you get there, you know, disinfect everything on your own that you're going to touch, any high-touch areas, doorknobs, the remote control, never touch that. That's the worst anyway. The pillowcases have been found. They've tested certain hotels. The pillowcases have been found to contain the coronavirus. So, you know, you just have to really know exactly where you're going. But, yeah, I actually feel the safest in an Airbnb having a one-on-one conversation with the owner.
I've never really, although the place I rented last winter had formerly been an Airbnb, a self-standing home, in this circumstance, going out there, I'm staying at a very well-known independent hotel on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, which is in a pristine location. So I can't imagine that it isn't clean to the hilt.
Do you get shutters on the beach?
Close.
I love shutters.
that's a great area. Your Hidden Power episode this week, should you care to enlighten yourself as to what's going on with you and others you know in a spiritual way, this is a healing symposium, if you will. We've done 152 episodes of this, and so number 15, they're all chronologically listed at yourhiddenpowershow.com. More and more people are listening to this because more and more people are listening, looking for answers, actually. A story about a woman who became a nun, and then she got out of the convent. She became a shaman and a healer. It's a fascinating story about this woman. Healing your spirit before healing your body. It's a very important thing. And the connection of spirit, mind, and body, something that I talk about all the time. And this pretty much lays it out to understand how your body works, how you can heal your body. If you're worried about the COVID thing and how to sort of be a precursor to protecting yourself, this is a fabulous listen. So find it. Maybe you'll find other things of interest, too. As I say, the list goes on and on. They're all listed chronologically as to what the subject matter is. Find it, and as Van Morrison does at the end of every one of his concerts, he asks, have you been healed tonight? And I would say after you listen to this podcast, you can ask yourself, have I been healed by listening? It's at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off, didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Impact on this song from Jefferson Starship, new song called It's About Time. She wrote it, as it turns out, and Starship has released It's About Time. Here's on their upcoming EP, Mother of the Sun, which comes out next month. The lead singer sounding a little like Grace is Kathy Richardson. That's who you hear here. She says, I watched the Women's March with Grace at her house back in 2017. She said, this is just like the 60s. I suggested that we write a female empowerment song for this time that encapsulated the movement. A couple of months later, I received 300 pages of lyrics from Grace in the mail. She added, it was an incredible gift not only to collaborate with legend such as Grace Slick, but also the platform to have the message really be heard, especially in these times. Mother of the Sun marks the band's first new album. Well, it is a brand as well. 12 years ago, they did Tree of Liberty in 2008. So in addition to Grace Slick, original member Marty Balin also co-wrote a song on the album. Starship bassist Pete Sears, who also was an original member, plays on 3 of the tracks. Drummer Donnie Baldwin says, this is new Jefferson Starship music that's so relevant for the times that we're living in. We will always be connected to our history and carry forward the legacy that Paul Kantner passed on to us. It's a soul, it's a new era. Hope you love it as much as we do. So, crank
it
up.
I think it has a
you?
Very Starship sound to it.
It very much so. That's right. Very. She sounds not exactly like Grace, but she's pretty
Grace
strong.
Slick had one of the best voices of all time.
Yep.
What a voice.
Strong. Yep. I think the drugs may have affected her voice over the years. But
I looked it up because I was curious when the last time Grace actually performed, and it wasn't. Yeah. It was all the way back in '95.
She killed her voice a long time ago.
Yep. Sad.
All right, another aging rocker, Robert Plant, here in the focus on our DJV program in the music section of this hour. He announced that he's going to be releasing a career-spanning anthology called Digging Deep, which will accompany the third season of his podcast, Digging Deep with Robert Plant. Crank this up. You're hurting, guys. Robert Plant. Somehow his name never went with his music.
Really?
No, I don't think Robert Plant doesn't do. It's a two-disc CD set available for digital streaming and downloading. 30 songs from Plant's four decades, his 11-album career as a solo artist, including a number of songs that premiered on his podcast. Highlights include the chart-topping rock hit Hurting Kind, which we're playing now, and the Grammy-nominated song Shine It All Around. Let's hear a bit of that, shall we?
He got very, tribal with his sound after Zeppelin broke up. It's kind of cool.
Collection also includes a duet of Charlie Feather's rockabilly classic Too Much Alike with singer-songwriter Patty Griffin, who collaborated with Plant on the CD set along with Jimmy Page, Phil Collins, Buddy Miller, Nigel Kennedy, Richard Thompson, an interesting group. Digging Deep with Robert Plant began its third season Monday, and the anthology will be released in October via Plant's own label. So, Robert Plant. I wonder what he has for breakfast. Some of what is left over from dinner, I'm guessing, the night before, perhaps. So there it is, the update on the upbeat Robert Plant on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/120, in-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Americans in many states have been receiving mailed, unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. The whistle was blown by Kentucky's Agriculture Commissioner yesterday.
These foreign seeds appear in most cases to have originated from China.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says there's still some unknowns about the seeds.
If you have received such a package, do not, let me repeat, do not plant the seeds.
That report from USA Radio's Tim Berg. Some experts say it may be a case of bioterrorism. The rain just keeps on falling on Texas. The remnants of Tropical Storm Hannah. Things are especially soggy in the Rio Grande Valley. Flooding is reported in a number of communities. More than 24 sections of roadways are completely underwater.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
First presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from its hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, let's mark. I remember the old days of disc jockey. We marked the mercury. You're marking the mercury with the Dugger at 53 degrees. Marking the time, 34, right?
No one even knows what mercury is anymore, except that it's in fish. That's like, no one knows what that is. We've had, my entire life, we've had digital thermometers.
Of course,
so,
like digital clocks. I've just gone to using a digital clock in the last year. I had two big studio clocks that were in here, but they kept losing a second here and a second there so that I would get off. And one of the things that you have to do when you're doing a program like this is be precise. And so being precise requires apparently digitization, and that may then somehow apply to the temperatures as well. But yes, back in the 60s and 70s when you were digging the Dugger on FM 105, we were marking the mercury at 87, 30, whatever the temperature was. There are always these silly little anecdotal quips about what was going on, whether it was the weather forecast. You'd always come up with some rhyme to do the weather forecast. It was just kind of, and when we did the sports report, wow, you should have heard me do sports back in those days.
Oh, I can only imagine.
All right, speaking of sports, a couple of things which don't bode well for baseball, football, basketball maybe may make it. But if you haven't heard yet, some of the longest tenured starters have announced today they will not play. They have opted out of the season because they're afraid of getting the virus. Now, we're not talking about little, you know, this guy who's a rookie or that guy who's a rookie. Some of the longest running players have been around for a lot of time. I'm looking at the Patriots list, but, you know, some of the guys on this list have Super Bowl rings. Let's see here. A linebacker, running back, offensive lineman. Let's see here. There are at least, from this list, looks like there are 19 of the 70 people on the roster who have said, I will not play. One of the guys is a cancer survivor, and he says, I'm not exposing myself to this. I'm out for the season. And they can... They get, if they, if you're a high-risk player or you decide you want out, you don't get your contractual amount. You get $350,000 for not playing. So what does that mean to the season? I wouldn't have thought who'd want to put a team out there.
Steph Curry's one of the players basketball. Who opted out, right? In basketball, I think he opted out. I know J.J. Redick opted out. There are a bunch who just said, you know what, it's not worth it.
Well, because is a that lot the of times case in baseball, too? A lot of baseball players are now worried about it, it would seem.
Well, a lot of baseball players have the virus. They've tested positive. Yeah. But baseball players are traveling around more. Yeah. With the NBA, a lot of the players opted out because they'd have to be trapped in a bubble for the 60 games or whatever the season is going to be, and then they wouldn't be able to see their families because once you're there, you're there. That's it. So I understand that. A lot of the NBA players, Steph Curry has little kids, J.J. Redick has little kids, you know, they don't want to be away from their families. I understand that.
Yeah. So
they all make enough money, they can take a year off.
Yeah. Well, but what do the fans think of that? That's the question. What do the fans think?
I guess it depends on, and I hate to say this, but I feel like it depends on where your politics lie because this virus has become politicized. Yeah. So some people may think that they're being a bunch of wusses, and other people might think they're being smart.
McDonald's requiring face masks now at all of their restaurants. No, but the, you know, there's a Slotsky's. You know what Slotsky's Deli? Do you have any in New Jersey? Slotsky's
probably.
Yeah, I would think you would.
Probably.
Where there's a reasonably large Jewish population there, all over New York, all over L.A.
I know.
No shirts,
New York,
no shoes, no Slotsky's. Now it says on the front of the. Of the deli, no shirts, no shoes, no mask, no Schlotzky's.
Yep.
And McDonald's has joined that policy because of the surges around the country back again. So this policy goes into effect this weekend. And in a case where if you're not able to wear a face mask or you're not willing, there are additional procedures. I mean, why don't you just stay in your car? If you don't want to get your order at the thing, every one of them's got to take out. So stay in your car.
I don't understand.
Don't go.
Why?
Don't even challenge it. Stay in your car, for God's sakes.
Right.
You know.
If a place has, like, I was at a Starbucks for the first time since this all happened, and I went in because it happened to be a Starbucks that didn't have a drive-through.
Yeah.
But luckily, I felt very safe, and they have everything, you know, is marked off of where 6 feet is, and everyone is wearing a mask, and I was in and out, and it was fine, but I wouldn't necessarily choose to do that all the time. I would probably just look for places that had a drive-through.
I have on the farm, when people come to the farm to see the animals and take tours and have fun on the farm on the weekend, if you want to buy ice cream and you stand at the ice cream bus, we put 6-foot markers on the pavement in front of the bus. So we know, everybody knows where they're supposed to stand. They all know that it's required to wear a mask. And if they are not wearing a mask, our people will tell them to please put a mask on or please leave. And, you know, sometimes that goes over okay, sometimes it doesn't. But it's important. Looking at some of the other companies that are in the mask department, Winn-Dixie reversed their stance on masks, mandating that everybody wear face covering now while you go to a Winn-Dixie. Where are the Winn-Dixie's? Mostly in the South, right?
Huge, all throughout the South.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. The Winn-Dixie, and I understand this. I've been to Winn-Dixie in Alabama and South Carolina. I understand they were in a very weird position because every one of the states that they're in is a red state and voted for Trump. So while before Trump came out and said, all right, everyone should wear a mask, it's patriotic or whatever he ended up saying, before he said that, all of their business is in, you know, red states. Trump states. So they didn't really know what to do because they were getting backlash from people who didn't want to wear a mask, and they were getting backlash from people who thought it was the responsible thing to wear a mask. Once Trump put the tweet out, all right, everyone needs to wear a mask in public, because it just became obvious, you know, you can't fight it anymore. It is what it is. Science is science. It is what it is. So once he did that, then they amended their statement, and then they said, we're now going to require face masks in all of our stores. It's an example of when the president tweets for good, good things happen. Yeah. It's you know, and we know, unfortunately, with this president, more often than not, he tweets things that are incendiary and divisive. But in this case, he tweeted, wear the mask, it's patriotic, and now all of the people shopping at those stores can actually feel safer, and it's a good thing. It's a simple message. It's just, I don't understand how we got so divided on this virus. I mean, I understand I've certainly had a lot of theories.
We get divided because people have attitudes that are uncompromising, unfailing, and unchanging, unwavering. So that, and with that, that's a recipe for disaster. A couple of other store items here that have not to do with the coronavirus. Target, on the heels of, was it Walmart who said yesterday they were going to close on Thanksgiving? I think it was.
Walmart's closing, yep.
Walmart, yeah.
And
so
now
Target
Target's now
says they're going to, and Thanksgiving has been one of the busiest shopping days of the year because it's the precursor to Black Friday. And so now it's going to, they have been limiting crowds. If you've noticed, you've gone into a Target store, pretty much like a grocery store. Is the line outside? I don't know that the line is too long anymore, but the company said this is not the year for crowds. They're going to offer discounted prices in stores starting in October for Christmas, but they're also going to make sure that are they worried about their employees? Whatever the motivation is, but. You know, it's how much business do you lose on one day? At that time of year? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah.
I don't know that it really is Thanksgiving that big of a shopping day, though.
Well, you look at the hype. Look at all the hype for Black Friday the day after.
Well, Black Friday,
and
yes.
And then so they build up, start advertising before, and if you go there at midnight on Thanksgiving or something, you'll beat the crowds, all that stuff that gets passed around every year, and then nut birds that show up at midnight. Got to go to work at 8 o'clock, but I can stay here till then. Now, there's a new, this is an interesting development because there's so many new food, I call them food stores, grocery stores, places you can get groceries, mentioning Target, one place. I mean, who ever heard of getting groceries in a department store? But you can do that now.
Hello, you lived in London, Marks and Spencer. I used to get my clothes and my groceries all in one.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe that's where
that's a
all
very
started.
European thing.
Yeah.
Almost every grocery store has multiple other departments besides just your food.
Well, speaking of Europe, Aldi, A-L-D-I, which is a European
It's German, isn't it?
Food
Aldi?
Store. Yep, it's a very, very German. They're going to expand in America 70 more stores by the end of the year. They're going to Phoenix. They're going to New York. They're going to be in Texas, Kansas, and California. They have a distribution center that's opened up in Alabama to support their growth down along the Gulf Coast in Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. The first store was opened by this German company in 1976. I don't like them at all. I don't know. You go into a store.
There's one near us. It's okay.
I don't know.
Isn't it the same parent company that owns Trader Joe's?
Ooh, I don't know that.
Yeah, I've heard that it's the same.
It is?
I thought Aldi's is the sister.
Really?
Yeah, that it's the sister brand to Trader Joe's.
I don't know. That'd be interesting to find out.
Let me do a Google on that one. They're so different. Sure.
Aldi is stark, and I find it unpleasant, frankly. I don't like the atmosphere in them at all. But they've become the third largest grocer in the country after Walmart and Kroger. They want to get to 2,500 stores in the next couple of years. They're investing $5 billion to build a lot of new stores. Well, you know what's going to happen? A lot of the box stores that are going out of business, retailers, this will become the prime real estate for stores like Aldi. Because there are a lot of supermarkets that are going into the malls now. The malls are making it very attractive for popular brands. We have a couple of different food store chains that have gone in to malls around here, and they're doing quite well. I wouldn't have thought, but I go to Wegmans. I quite like the Wegmans.
Wegmans is great. Yeah, so I just have an answer here. So Trader Joe's and Aldi are both owned by the German company called Albrecht Discounts.
Okay.
And so Aldi was a discount grocery store that started in 1948 in Germany. Can you imagine? 1948
after the
Germany?
War? Right, exactly.
Trader Joe's is based in Southern California, and it's owned by it's now owned by Albrecht Discounts, but apparently they operate independently, so that's why there's very few similarities.
Trader Joe's has a whole different field to it. Yeah, absolutely. What's going on with Sandra Bullock? You'll be interested to find out how she celebrated her birthday right after this here on the DJB Show.
Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
This year, Samsung introduced the biggest changes to its Galaxy smartphones in 4 years with the introduction of the S20 series. It's all about better cameras and better photos. Tech reviewer Daniel Bader explains.
The sensor inside the phone is the biggest camera sensor we've ever seen in a smartphone. So it's the only company, the only phone in the world right now that's using this camera sensor, and 108 megapixels gets you a lot of detail when you want it, but if you're in a low light situation and you just want to get as much detail from the shadows as possible, it could do something called pixel binning, which combines 9 pixels together and gets you a really, really high quality 12 megapixel shot when you want it as well. So it's very versatile.
Check out Samsung's Galaxy S20 series at AndroidCentral.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Sandra Bullock celebrated her 56th birthday the other day. She enjoyed a socially distanced celebration with her pals Jennifer Aniston, Sarah Paulson, Holland Taylor, who's that? I don't know.
Oh, you know Holland Taylor. She's an actress. She's been around forever. If you saw her face, you would absolutely recognize her. She and Sarah Paulson are dating. They've been together for a while.
Oh, okay.
Holland Taylor's a lot older. I want to say she's in her like late 60s, early 70s. She's a lot older than Sarah Paulson, but they've been together for a while.
Yeah. She writes on her Twitter page, celebrating our girl properly distanced with so much love. Actually, this is Aniston who wrote this. Happy birthday, Sandy. We love you. Paulson also shared a snap of the... If you look at the picture, it's kind of cute. All of them sitting around. Looks like a pool or something. Waving hello with Sandra. They all have masks on, though. Happy birthday to Sandra Bullock. 10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. It's Movie Moments. Chuckers are with us today, but Victoria and I are scanning around looking at some of the things that will impress you, actually important stories about the things you can look forward to, like me going to the movies again. I want to go back to the movie theater. Apparently there's a new group called Save Your Cinema, hashtag Save Your Cinema. There are 200,000 letters that have been sent to Congress so far, Victoria, requesting aid for the big theaters, the small theaters. I wonder if any of them, well, they probably wouldn't qualify for PPP. No. Neither. It's like radio, television, none of them. No. The farmers are just getting it now. Theaters have been closed for what? This is 4 months now. I haven't been to the movies since March. And there's not, the movies haven't been released. There aren't movies in production. Well, I think we were talking about Tom Cruise going back to production on Mission Impossible this week, but that's one of the first ones. The numbers are going up, so that means the movie theaters, although there is a movie theater near me. It's in what Chucker would call an art house movie theater that is open, has eight screens, and it's a small little intimate theater. I don't know if I'd go to that or not. I was looking at the things, the person that I might take with me said no, she didn't think she'd go. So, I don't know. Maybe I'd try it out on my... I just love going. I love sitting at the movies, watching a movie in that ambiance. So, anyway. But you can't open because there's no new films. Nothing to justify being open. So now they have these, all of the outdoor theaters that are showing films, the old ones, and they're doing pretty well. Last week, Orion Pictures said that Bill and Ted Facing the Music, pretty high-profile movie, like Bill and Ted's, Adventure? What was the name of that movie?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. So that's not going to be available, but they may release it on demand and in theaters by the 1st of September. Universal and AMC had a very public argument over video on demand, after NBC Universal revealed the company planned to release movies both theatrically and digitally at the same time, and AMC said, with the largest theater chain, nothing doing. We're not putting any of your... And I don't blame them. I mean, it seems self-defeating. And, you know, all told, you make more money with the release of this in an instantaneous way and then offering it. There's plenty of proof for that. Anyway, certainly theaters are feeling the pinch. So the National Association of Theater Owners have said, quote, distributors ought to stick with their dates and release their movies because there's no guarantee that more markets will be open later in the year. Oh, my God, it looked like AMC was going to go out of business, right? And Apple said, was it Apple or Amazon?
Amazon.
One of them. Amazon said, okay, we'll buy you. And then they can put
the
Amazon
movie. Down, right? I don't know that happened, but yeah.
Right. No, it didn't. Yeah. So Congress has before it a bill, the Restart Act, which will give movie theaters access to partially forgivable seven-year loans, covering the next 6 months of expenses. See, that's what the PPP thing is all about. And most of the loans that are coming out are forgivable. And that's really kind of what you need. You don't need another worry. Oh, geez, if I borrow this money now, am I going to be able to pay it back in a year or whenever the first payments are due? I think that's a difficult thing to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, what do you think? You and Lewis like to watch stuff at home. How big is the screen?
We do.
How big is your screen?
How big is our TV? Is it 60 inches? I think 60.
60.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think mine's 56 or something, 54.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie
theater. And
actually,
the funny thing is, at first, I thought the TV was way too big.
Yeah.
So when the guy was installing it with Lewis and they were sitting on the couch checking out all the channels, I just was sitting there going, oh, God, what do we do? It's too big. And now I think it's too small. Now I wish it was bigger.
But you see, that's the fuel adding to the fire of what I'm talking about.
Yep.
People want to see the stuff on a big screen. Wasn't it last week we were talking about somebody spending $60,000?
Yes. For a 98-inch screen.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's a Samsung, yep.
If you put a home theater into your home, if I build another home, I might do this, put a theater in, then, you know, you're going to put that kind of that big a screen. And Jack Stockwell has a theater in his house in Salt Lake City, and it's a big screen.
That's
and
fun.
Comfortable chairs. You can put, I think, 20, 30 people in it. It's kind of fun, actually. Watch a movie anytime you want. But big screens, man, that's the way to go. These little things. Watching a great movie on a little screen. Ugh. Nope. All right, how's that? Excuse me.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.